Crete is a great deal more than just another Greek island. The celebrated discoveries at Knossos shed light on a startling civilization. Proud and graceful women with elaborately coiffured glossy black locks appear on frescoes that are 5,000 years old. Bronze-skinned men leapfrog over bulls and perform bold acrobatic feats. As well as being literate, the Minoans were religious, although their beliefs remain an enigma. Part 2. Character narration. Pamela Warburton, now Pamela Pringle, and I meet again since I take the trouble to motor into the next county in response to her invitation to tea. Enormous house with enormous gardens, which I trust not to be asked to inspect, and I'm shown into room with blue ceiling and quantities of little dogs all barking. Pamela surges up in a pair of blue satin pyjamas and an immense cigarette holder, and insane thoughts flit through my mind of appearing in church next Sunday similarly adorned and watching the effect upon our vicar. This flight of fancy routed by Pamela's greetings and introduction to what seems like a small regiment of men, oldest and baldest of whom turns out to be Pringle. Pamela then tells them that she and I were at school together, which is entirely untrue, and that I haven't changed in the least, which I should like to believe and can't, and offers me a cocktail, which I recklessly accept in order to show how modern I am.